Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I start giving on that level so that God would owe me.
Whatever you do right now, don't you stop tithing.
Harvest responds only to seed, not to prayer.
This is not about material wealth. This is about God in His providence orchestrating all of history in order to bring about that which we need more than anything else, and that is to be rescued from God.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
I'm living in a hostile work environment. This is Wretched Radio, all caps. I'm looking at the computer. This is toxic, I think. I think that's the right word for it. It's sexist, maybe. Whatever it is, it's very, very aggressive. I'm looking at my computer screen. It says all caps, year and match. Mention it, ellipsis, or else. That's threatening language. Now, the only question that remains unanswered is, was that written by Jimmy Hicks or the very aggressive and angry Kamala Harris? What is she so mad about? Yikes.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas. How dare we speak Merry Christmas?
Yeah.
How dare we?
Yeah.
And when we all sing happy tunes and sing Merry Christmas and wish each other Merry Christmas, these children are not going to have a Merry Christmas.
Yikes. Why is she so upset? Did she send this message or did it come from you, Jimmy?
It came from me.
HR! I've got a complaint. I'll need some time and I'm going to need some therapy. Year-end match, mention it or else, fine, I'll be obedient. That's right, we've got a year-end match campaign going on. Super crucial time of the year for ministry support, us and, well, everybody else. So if you haven't spent all your money on video games, because that's the number one bestseller, I think it was $7 or $8 billion I saw going for the Black Friday sales stuff. It's record-setting levels. Most of the money, though, was spent on basically games. Boys who look like adults should maybe be spending their money in other ways. We need more productivity, not more couch time with a joystick. They spent $8 billion on Black Friday. It is a very important time of the year if you have discretionary funds and if you are already supporting your local church, that's priority number one. Please consider supporting us. We have a year-end match campaign. It's our big one and it's super crucial. We're so pumped for next year. God was very kind in 2025. So thank you, Gospel Partners, for supporting us. We opened up the store, made everything free. We went to 4 campuses. Next year, we want to go to 12. This year, we published Greg Gifford's book. Next year, it'll be my book with HarperCollins. Super excited about the upcoming year. If you would like to join us on our quest to proclaim great news, would you please consider supporting us financially at FortisInstitute.org. I don't know why I whispered. The spirit of Joe Biden got into me. FortisInstitute.org/donate. He's kind of angry, too. The two of them were peas in a pod, weren't they? FortisInstitute.org/donate. We would love it if you would support us. And then Jimmy can stop yelling at me and hopefully come look to you. So I'm thinking about the Thanksgiving thing. Jimmy, I hope you are you tryptophaning still?
Nope. No turkey for me.
Are you a communist?
I boycotted turkey this year.
You're not... Did the turkey not say Merry Christmas to you?
It did not.
Then you should boycott it because that's what we do as Christians. Okay, so you didn't eat the turkey. What in the world did you eat on Thanksgiving? Don't you understand the pilgrim story?
I do understand it, but I get so tired. I didn't cook turkey at my home, but the other places I visited, I get so tired of it.
Once a year. It's so hard.
It is.
But nobody makes a turkey dinner in May. It's once a year.
I get it.
You can't be an American for one day out of the year. What did y'all eat?
Prime rib.
Oh, that's what exactly. But you know what? I have to confess, the pilgrims, they ate prime. No, actually, I don't think that they did. I was thinking about the Thanksgiving. We did the bird. It was a big one. We got a Costco bird, which means it was like 800 pounds because we needed a dolly to get the thing out of the building. It was the biggest bird. And once again, this probably isn't the, it's definitely not the appropriate place to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm deep into character. My wife lied at Thanksgiving. That's right. I just said it. She lied. She said, I'm not going to do much this year. Yeah, well, that didn't exact. We had all kinds of fixins that went with, I mean, everything. And then the kids came over and they brought more stuff. And we basically, Henry VIII would have looked at us and said, I think you guys need to slow your roll. You're just being a little piggy here. Very thankful for the last year. Very thankful for the people who support us and allow us to do what we do. But I was able to give thanks on Thanksgiving because I have an object of gratitude. Why does the world celebrate Thanksgiving? Okay, America. Why does America, which, well, let's be honest, we are the world. Why does America celebrate Thanksgiving? To whom are we giving thanks if you do not believe in a deity? You, that's a question. In fact, I want to, you know what? I think that's a good campus question. Hey, did you celebrate Thanksgiving? Mm-hmm. Are you a Christian? No. So who are you thanking? And force people to come. Look, if you can't give thanks to God, you really shouldn't be celebrating the holiday. Appreciate the big bucks that you spend on Black Friday and you make the markets go from red to black. Is that offensive? Did Whoopi ever get that? No, it was Joy Behar. Do you get offended that it's called Black Friday? It's an accounting term, Joy. It means that businesses go from losing money to actually making money at the end of the year. Nevertheless, to whom does Joy Behar give thanks? And I just wonder if at what point America, as we become increasingly post-Christian, they're going to say that's inappropriate. Just like they're already doing with Christmas. There's a lot of belly aching. Kamala Harris, not the least of which, about Christmas and having it being a federal holiday. And at some point, if it's not about Christ, what are you doing? Then call it, whatever it is that you're doing, call it something else. Call it, we want more than the name reclaimed. We want more than people being free to say Merry Christmas. We want people to celebrate the Christ of Christmas. So to all the people who aren't, go make up your own thing. Do your little winter solstice festival. Bring in some pagan deity if you like. But don't call it Christmas unless you celebrate Christ. After all, it's kind of baked into the name, don't you know? Guess what Americans were consuming for Thanksgiving besides prime rib? I mean, turkey. Prime rib?
Yeah.
How much per pound for the prime rib?
Oh, man, I don't know.
The turkey was like $1.89 a pound.
Prime rib was more than that.
Okay, I think that's what it was. I could be mistaken because I keep thinking in my mind, turkey should be 89 cents a pound. That you get frozen in a different decade. And it's like, how much? Turkey? What is it? Like gasoline or something that we're paying so much per pound for that thing? The prime rib had to cost you, unless you got it at Costco, of course. But then you don't have a pot big enough for a prime rib if you get it from Costco.
That's true.
That bird almost didn't get stuffed into that bag. I'm telling you, pot. Pot is what people are consuming for Thanksgiving. That's right. It's becoming more of a thing. And the reason is oh so telling. This is from MSN. Did they change their name? I think they changed their slogan. Same old socialism, just newly packaged. They're selling record rates, by the way. I don't know if you realize how big the pot industry is. Cannabis is a $34 billion industry. THC-infused beverages, places, what liquor stores sell them, $28 billion. So we're not drinking alcohol. We're drinking pot. basically, is what we're doing. And the reason that it's so popular at Thanksgiving time, they see a huge spike. They see it 420, the day America celebrates marijuana. Here's a question for the potheads. Can I celebrate 420 if I don't believe in pot? Can I? Does that bother you at all? Because that's how we feel at Thanksgiving. And the reason that sales spike at Thanksgiving, here's from the article. People getting stocked up for Thanksgiving, huh? Asked one customer as he stood in line at the checkout station at the cannabis store. The individual who works the desk, a fellow named E, that's E as in E, period, Friday, E Friday, a personal care specialist who goes by their first initial and uses the pronouns they and them, said, yeah, you know, cousins coming into town, family getting together, people needing to relax a little. Oh, is that what Thanksgiving is about? Having to endure people that you're actually related to. People need the marijuana to get through the day. That is beyond tragic to me on so many levels. But let's forget for a moment, because that's what people who smoke pot do. Let's just forget for a moment the people who smoke pot to get through the holidays. How's about you? How'd you do? Were you able to get along? Were you able to evangelize your family? Or were you kind of stressed out? What might we do about that before next Thanksgiving? Next on Wretched Radio.
You know that moment at 3 a.m. when you can't sleep, everything is quiet, and you're alone with the truth about who you really are versus who everyone thinks you are? Your wife trusts you, your kids look up to you, the guys at church think you've got it all together, but you know better. You know the secret battles, the deleted history, the promises you keep breaking to yourself and to God. Here's what took me way too long to figure out. You can't fix a spiritual problem with human solutions. Accountability software won't change your heart. White-knuckling it through another week won't either. And Todd Friel is getting to the heart of this issue with his resource, Play the Man. It doesn't give you another list of rules. It shows you how Christ actually changes men from the inside out. How he replaces the wanting, not just the doing. The man your family deserves, that guy is possible, but not through your own strength. It's going to be through the strength of Christ working through you. Play the Man. It's available now as an ebook, an audiobook, and a video series only at fortisplus.org, because real men know when they need real help.
Is it possible a Christian university can actually be ranked high when it comes to preparing students for the real world? Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. Courses, diplomas, degrees, they can be achieved online or, of course, on their beautiful campus in Southern California. Would you like to learn more about the Masters University to prepare you or your child for the future? I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You know what momentum feels like? When the work you've been doing for years, it starts to reach people you never dreamed you'd reach. That's what 2025 has been for Fortis Institute. We're on over 600 radio stations now, over 120 TV networks. Our Fortis Plus app is streaming on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, everywhere people are watching. And something we never thought we'd do, we closed the warehouse. Every single resource we have is now completely free. 300,000 Play the Man booklets made it into the hands of students this year. We had 3 campus events attended by students who are hungry for truth. Our Fellows podcasts are all ranking in the top 5% worldwide. Dr. Greg Gifford released his new book, and millions, literally millions, are watching on YouTube. But here's the thing about momentum. You can't coast. You have to keep pushing, and that's why December matters so much. Every gift you give this month is matched dollar for dollar up to $500,000. Go to fortisinstitute.org right now. Give today and double your impact. Let's keep the momentum going.
Important dates in Christian history. 1620, Pilgrims coming to America sign the Mayflower Compact and commit themselves to seek the public good, uphold group solidarity, and forsake self-seeking. The Pilgrims' influence helped to create the religious freedoms enjoyed today in the United States. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Do I smell the devil's lettuce, or is that just irony? This is Wretched Radio. To each their own. If you would like to create a list like this, you have every liberty to do so. I don't think you're sinning. I'm just NAF. I am not a fan of the naughty list. Are you familiar with this? It's a big organization. Every year, they determine which stores are naughty and which stores are nice. You say, what makes the distinction between the two categories? And the answer is Christmas. Whether or not they're willing to use the word Christmas, whether they mean it or not, irrelevant. You get slapped on the naughty list if you won't. It is a campaign designed to educate and, when necessary, litigate to ensure religious viewpoints are not censored from Christmas and holiday themes. Now, there's a little bit of a debate going on here as to whether or not an employee has religious liberty to say Merry Christmas to somebody in the checkout line because they're on the employer's dime. So I can understand that sort of litigation. But if we're suing organizations simply because they won't acknowledge a Christian holiday, it's not a federal holiday. I don't care what the government has to say about Christmas. It is a Christian celebration. I know it's probably not even the right date. That is to miss the point. It's called Christmas, you know, like as in Mashiach, as in anointed one. Let's start calling it that. The anointed one celebration. That might put a few people off, but that's what it is. It's a Christian celebration. And there's a number of people who would litigate and say, no, a company has to say Christmas because it's a federal holiday. It's a campaign in order to make sure that Christmas continues to be in the consciousness of America. Would you like to know who's on the nice list? Okay, Jimmy, get your pen ready.
Okay.
Because this is not easy to keep up with this, where you can shop and where you can't.
Okay.
Bath and Body Works, you know, you shouldn't be shopping there anyway. Just as a rule, men shouldn't be allowed into this store.
What if I got to get something for my wife?
A number of years ago, is the Onion still in business or has Babylon Bee just taken over in the satire department? The Onion wrote an article about something candle. What's the can? You love the scented candles, Jimmy. Your office smells lovely. It's not Bed Bath and Beyond. What's it called?
You just
something Yankee Candle.
Oh, Yankee Candle.
It's a story of a shooting at a mall at a Yankee Candle, and it focused on a guy who got shot in the process, but dragged himself out to get to an electronics store, leaving a trail of blood because he didn't want to be found dead in a Yankee Candle. I'm sorry. That was funny. So Bed Bath & Beyond, no Yankee. I don't even know that Yankee Candle is around. That's how old that article was. Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy. Oh, no. Costco. Costco's on the naughty list. They're more woke than you think. They know how to market and sell stuff. Lots of big stuff. But they're more woke than you think. Hallmark, Hobby. Wait a second. Oh, this is the nice list. See, that's what makes this so difficult. You're just going to be driving around town going, was this the nice or was that the naughty? I can't keep. Okay, so Costco is nice. Bed Bath & Body Works, Bed Bath & Beyond, Best Buy, Hallmark, Hobby Lobby. Well, of course, Hobby Lobby. The Home Depot. JCPenney is still in business.
That surprises me.
Kirkland's, Kohl's, Lowe's, Macy's, Sam's Club, Sears, Staples, Target. Target is on the nice list. Wow. That's right. It explains. Best Buy, Target, and Walmart are examples of companies that had earned spots on the naughty list, but now they're on the nice list. In the case of Target, it's because they actually put the word Christmas on their website in the Everything Christmas Market. There you go. Now you're nice. Now we can spend our money. Forget all the money you give to other nefarious organizations. But as long as you say Christmas somewhere on your website, thumbs up from us. I'm sorry. Am I tipping my hand about my sentiment toward this? When we say Merry Christmas, what are we saying? In essence, this will be like a message paraphrase. We're basically saying, may you have a joyful celebration of the birth of the Savior of the world. That's what we're saying. Why would we want to force an organization that does not adhere to that belief to say it too? I don't know. On the naughty list, just in case, got your pen sharpened or pencil, I guess. I don't know that you can sharpen it. You can probably sharpen a pen these days with AI. Academy Sports, American Eagle, Barnes & Noble, Big Lots, Burlington Coat Factory, CVS, Dick's Sporting Goods, Eddie Bauer, Gap, Kmart, Lord & Taylor, Nordstrom, TJ Maxx, and Walgreens. You got that straight, Jimmy?
Yes.
All right. Happy shopping to you. Here's a question. Why aren't pot dispensaries on here? Why aren't all of these stores that are proliferating everywhere appearing on a naughty list because they sell things that so damage people? I know it's different and I get it, but I guess I'm trying to make a point. Liquor stores. How many people abuse what is a Christian liberty, but we don't really seem to have much of an issue with a pot dispensary or liquor stores? Well, what about any other nefarious business? Why don't they land on a naughty list? Seems to me that what they're producing is more important than what they let their clerks say or not say, or what they put in their store windows. That's just me. The pot dispensaries, booming business. And according to one article that I read at MSN, one of the reasons Thanksgiving is such a booming time of business for the pot industry is because people need it to cope. We shouldn't need it to cope. There is something about Thanksgiving and Christmas. I get it. The family comes together. There's all kinds of dynamics at kind of moving around like chess pieces on a table. And most of the time, we play rather passively. I'm going to wait to see where they move. Then I'm going to respond. Might I suggest to you, if the holidays are a struggle, if Thanksgiving was hard, you don't know exactly sure how to treat these people who are pagans that happen to be related to you, don't be passive. Be an active chess player. Make the move. What does that look like? It looks like you welcoming them, not waiting to see, you know, what kind of mood are they in? Do they have a bottle of booze in their hand again? No, none of that stuff. Hey, dude, happy Thanksgiving. Come on in. And you just love on them actively. And that most likely will lead to a far more natural evangelistic encounter if you are a Christian who desires to share your faith. And honestly, I don't think we can make it a law and say Thanksgiving and Christmas, you got to share your faith with the unbelievers. But wow, if we can't do it, especially at Christmas time, we're probably never going to do it. And that's why when it comes to evangelism, you too need to be active and not passive. Don't wait to see if the time is right. Did it work out? Well, hey, were we able to go out into the back deck and chat about stuff and go for that walk? If I get him alone on that walk, then I'm going to talk to him about. Don't do that. You're going to have to summon up courage and just do it. By the way, Jimmy, I don't know if he's going to post this or not. Ray Comfort just sent me a little video clip and it said, this has never happened to me before in a witness encounter. He's speaking to this young lady. She looks like she's 27, 28, 30, maybe. And he said, do you know what the gospel is? And she said, I don't want to know what the gospel is. And then this other woman enters, you know how Ray films it with a cell phone, enters the frame and goes, you don't need to hear any of this. And they kiss on the lips and walk away. Hello. Even Ray got a little shook on that one. Chances are that won't happen to you. Ray witnesses to a lot of people because Ray witnesses to a lot of people. You can witness to a lot of people if you'll simply witness to a lot of people. And might I suggest you're active about it, but also be active about loving them and just looking forward to having a nice day with them, it'll dial your tension back. And it'll allow you to be winsome in how you share the gospel, when you share the gospel, and it'll just make it for a nicer holiday. I know there's a lot of stuff involved with family histories. I know that. And if those issues are still kind of brewing about, maybe it would be a good idea to consider working through those issues in the next year so that maybe if this Christmas can't be merry, the next one can be, because you actually don't act like a peace faker, but you become a peacemaker. Ken Sandy's book, Peacemaker, might help you a lot. How you can actually bring up those issues from the past, parental, siblings, whatever the dynamic is, you can be a peacemaker, but you need to be intentional about it. You need to be set on it. How do you find that? Well, that's easy. You simply remember the reason for the season. And then you'll be able to love and speak lovingly. This is Wretched Radio.